What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, folks. We hope you are having a great day thus far. I am. I'm outside of my dungeon at my home where I broadcast from, so it's always good to get out, and it's really good to be here at the East Jefferson YMCA on Riverside Drive, right off of Power Boulevard, right by the Rouses on Power Boulevard. Can't miss it. A great facility and a great opportunity to talk about really important topics. Primary Care Plus, celebrating Healthy Aging Month as well as Senior Day right here at the East Jefferson YMCA, and we want to thank them for hosting us today to be able to bring some really important information to you. So what we have today is we're going to visit with some folks that have actually taken the opportunity to be here at the East Jeff YMCA and enjoy what they have to offer, as well as the executive director of the East Jefferson YMCA, Kerry Diaz. We'll visit with Dr. Joseph Romito, Family Medicine with Primary Care Plus, as well as have our NOLA Coalition segment with Brittany Allen, the executive director of Girls on the Run. And joining us right now, the famous Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer with Primary Care Plus. You've heard him on the Tommy Tucker Show. He's on a couple times a week, if my memory serves me correct. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I'm on there quite often. It feels like a lot.
Yeah. Tommy, you heard that? But nonetheless, we are so pleased to have you join us today, because folks really do have a lot of questions about healthcare. And healthcare is something that functionally a lot of it stays the same, but a lot of the delivery of it is changing all the time. Rules changing, insurance coverage, Medicare plans, true Medicare, all of it is a big confluence of a lot of different things. It's hard to keep track of, right, Doc?
Yeah, absolutely, Newell. You know, everybody needs healthcare, but nobody really understands healthcare. And I think you've got to have somebody that can help you navigate the extremely complex process of making sure you get the care you need. And because it does keep changing, you've got to make sure you've got a team approach to it that's actually working with you to try to help you understand and try to help you get healthier. That's really the goal of everything.
You know, I tell people all the time, you can't let it work you. You have to work it, right? You have to take as much control as possible of what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. Because if you wait for it to come to you, it may not ever arrive.
Or it's too late. Or it's too late. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And we try to make sure our patients understand how important it is to understand their illnesses, understand, you know, what they can do to get better, because it you have to be active. You can't be passive in your receipt of health care, because in the long run, that actually isn't going to work for you or your family member. You've got to really understand. And one of the things we're really trying to focus on today is this healthy aging topic. It's important that you kind of take the reins and direct what you're going to be like when you get older, because if you don't do anything about it when you're younger, you may have a really difficult time as you do age, and we all do age.
Oh, we do.
We do. Unfortunately, we do. But it can be a really good thing, too.
Absolutely. So Primary Care Plus is really kind of like that starting point, the gatekeeper, right?
We are. Yeah, and we, you know, I like to tell people, you know, at our core, we're a primary care clinic. That, you know, that is what we do. We provide that primary care to our patients to, you know, help them with wellness activities, help them treat their diseases. But we are different. You know, we have a unique model in that we're not as driven by volume as some clinics are. We want our providers, our physicians, and our nurse practitioners to have more time with the patients so that they can really get to know them and get to know their families, because healthcare is not done in 15-minute segments.
Right.
You know, it's really, it's a continuum. It's over the course of your life. And so you've really got to have a team that you trust, that you know is going to provide you with all the information you need so you can make those decisions about your care.
You know, as we grow older and we're helping and our parents manage their health care, I remember many defining moments. Like, you know, and my dad worked as a pharmaceutical detail man, so he kind of knew medicine. And as he started visiting his doctors, we would come back and we'd talk. And, well, Dad, did you ask him this? Oh, I meant to ask him that, but I forgot. Did you ask him this? Oh, I meant to ask him that, but I forgot that as well.
Right.
You know, and it's always good to have folks that really already know the questions of that aging population that they should know. They should be asking these questions. And some of them were very apparent. Right, but just forgot.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, you've got to have providers and physicians that actually learn about you, you know, because everyone is different. Medicine is not very specific in a lot of instances. It is more of an art. And so you've got to really learn what the nuances are with people. What are their habits? What is their support system at home? Because if you don't know those things, then you don't know how you can move the bar. You know, if you're talking to a patient that really doesn't have capacity, or maybe what they're mainly concerned about is, how am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to get food? They're not really thinking about, is my blood pressure under control? So you've really got to address the entire person, and really often the entire family, in order to move the bar on health outcomes.
So speaking of family, Primary Care Plus is, you guys start taking patients as from age 18 on.
We do. Yeah, we see basically anyone 18 and above. We have a lot of providers that really excel at the older age group as well, but we're not exclusive to that. And I like that. That was a decision that we made to not be focused 100%, you know, on one group of patients. And part of the reason for that is, I think it's really important that you approach healthcare with your family. And so often we will have three generations that are actually seeing some of our patients, and that can be very helpful because you can actually work together to these goals. You know, it's very common for our older patients to want their children to be involved in their healthcare and to help them understand everything that happened at one of those appointments. So, yeah, we really try to approach the entire family.
Not to mention that there's value because of genetics, right? Because some of these ailments or illnesses or diseases are genetically
They run in families, yeah. And actually, you know, one of the things we always do when we do our annual wellness exams is we ask you about your family. We ask you about what conditions has your family developed, and it is helped when you're seeing a good portion of that family. Because if you see something in a younger individual, it may be related to a condition that the older individual has as well. And one thing we really, really focus on is prevention. And so if you know that something may be coming down the pike, it's an opportunity to say, hey, let's talk about healthy lifestyle choices. Let's talk about treating these conditions, even though they may not be severe now, so that they're not a bigger problem as you get older.
And I got to imagine that the level of importance of that is going to only increase because of some of the new technologies where they're showing these genetic proclivities and they're actually able to test for it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a brave new world in medicine. You know, you have to really keep up on everything that's going on, but we have the ability now to really understand what is going on in the body more so than we really have at any other time in history. And you have to really pull all that information together and see the whole picture in order to create a plan for the patient. And that's what's really important. It's not episodic. It's not a single treatment. It's not, you have diabetes, I'm going to treat your diabetes. I've got to really be thinking about everything that's going on with you. And can you even take care of your diabetes if I haven't also helped you address some of the social needs that you may have as well?
Absolutely. Now, Primary Care Plus, as a group of clinics, has been around since 2011.
Yeah, we've been, I can't believe, 2011 already. I know.
Were you there at the beginning?
I was not there at the very beginning. I was sort of peripheral to it. I had not joined the company at that point. And we actually started up in Baton Rouge originally and took over the Stanicola clinics, the old Exxon clinics.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a different model at that point. It was a little bit more of a patient-centered medical home,
right?
Which is a fine model, but it's a little little different than what we shifted to. We actually now operate under a value-based model, which basically means we're not beholden so much to, payment per click, where the benefit to the organization is seeing 20 or 30 patients a day.
Right.
And you can't do that. You can't do that. I practiced in that for a while early in my career, and you really can't treat patients the way you need to if you have to see those volumes. So our patients really, our providers, have much fewer patients that they're seeing on an average day.
And you guys have 12 clinics now and growing across South Louisiana and supported by more than 35 healthcare providers.
We do, yeah. We just expanded two more locations this year. We actually added Lafayette and Gonzales. So we are now all the way from Slidell out in the east over to Lafayette in the west. And we're continuing to look at opportunities for expansion. You know, we don't need to be everywhere. We don't need to be everything to everyone. But I think it is really important to identify smaller communities where maybe there is a need for an alternative delivery of care. And we've been very successful in a lot of those smaller locations.
The last time that I was on location, I think we were in Houma.
Uh-huh.
And it very much had that community feel that you just described.
Yeah, yeah.
It was amazing how many patients came out just to say hello. And I was looking around thinking, wow, they're busy today. And one of the folks there said, none of these folks have an appointment today.
I know.
They just wanted to be there.
Yeah.
To celebrate.
And it's really kind of neat. It's kind of, like I said, it's that family approach to healthcare, but we're all a family as well. And so our doctors are probably living right down the street from all their patients. We definitely see them in the grocery stores. But it is a really neat feeling, and it's nice because I think a lot of our patients feel really included. They're not just a number. It's not just the use of technology to provide them what we think they need. It's really sitting down and talking to them that's super critical.
Yeah, and they feel like they have a captain of a ship that they can reach out and touch, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to help them navigate through all of the complexities of healthcare.
Yeah, and it's a great analogy. I use that one often. You know, the primary care physician really is that captain. And, you know, we can't do everything for you. We absolutely need, specialty services. We need you sometimes to go get diagnostics done. And unfortunately, sometimes people get admitted to the hospital. But what's important is when you have that transition, from where you're ambulatory, you're walking around and you're at home, to where you're no longer able to be at home, somebody's got to help you navigate that and then hopefully get you back on track so you can get back into your home.
Absolutely. All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of Primary Care Plus. We are here at the East Jefferson YMCA on Riverside Drive, right behind the Rouse's here on Power Boulevard. You can't miss it. It's a great facility. Come on out and tell us hello. We'll be right back after the break. This is Newell on WWL.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of Primary Care Plus. They have a number of clinics throughout South Louisiana. They've been in business since 2011, and they're helping us celebrate Senior Day and Healthy Aging Month. It's so important about the delivery of these services. Before we went to the break, Doc, we were talking about navigating. And it occurs to me that there are a number of challenges in the healthcare system today. Every day you can open up the newspaper and you'll read stories about shortages in this discipline, shortages in that discipline, shortages in that silo, in this silo. And it's almost as though we're competing for limited resources. And it would seem to me that that navigation is maybe more important today than it's ever been. Is that true?
Yeah,
your thoughts?
It's absolutely true. And the thing is, you know, one thing that's certain, healthcare is really always changing. And so you need a team-based approach that's going to be identifying what those changes are and then helping you navigate through them. So what we do is our physicians and our nurse practitioners are, like you said, the captain of the ship, but they're the captain of a pretty big ship. And it goes, you know, our care managers in particular are critical. They're nurses who have tons of experience within the healthcare system, identifying where people can get things done, where people can go, how they can expedite things is the other problem. Because we do see this a lot in healthcare where the urgency is not always there, or it's not always tied directly to what the condition is that you're trying to treat. And so sometimes a patient is unable to get what they need because they don't have the right speak. And so our nurses will get on the phone and they will make sure that you get what you need. And it's a complex process, but we've been very, very successful at it.
You know, because there could be significant delays in getting maybe some diagnostic testing or whatever it may be. And for some, it may be okay. But for others, it may be that time period may be more critical.
Yeah, it could be extremely critical. And what you see often in medicine is because of the difficulty, the patients sometimes say, well, I'm just going to hold off, or I'm not going to get it done. And that can actually lead to really bad consequences. You know, if your doctor is recommending that you get a test done, they should also be ensuring that they're able to get that test for you. And then what's even more important, because I see this in healthcare, they should be following up with you right away. Once you get that test, you shouldn't have to wait a week or two to hear what the results were. You should know about those results immediately so that you can move on to the planning phase. What do I need to do about this result? Do I need new medicines? Do I need additional testing? You know, what is my next plan of care? So it all comes down to sort of the continuity and the longevity of healthcare. It really is a continuum.
I think there is an obligation for the patient to have to somewhat chase it, right? But it's always good knowing that there's someone running alongside of you chasing it as well.
Absolutely. And we try to empower our patients through knowledge. So if they don't know what tests they're getting, they don't understand the significance of that, then they're less likely to actually follow through with it. So it's sort of this balance of having a team that is working for you, but then you also being empowered to take care of yourself, because it's not an isolated game. We can't do anything if we don't have your trust and you don't follow directions. So, yeah, so really the other team member that we don't always talk about is the patient themselves.
Right. And then there's the justification or the documentation in dealing with whoever the insurance provider may be. And that challenge really isn't much different if you're 18 or 75.
No, it's not. And it is a challenge. You know, documentation has changed a lot over the years. And electronic medical records are wonderful, but they are copious. You know, what used to be a 2-page note that told a story is now a 14-page note that tells a story. But it's understanding. I think one thing that we spend a lot of time educating our staff on is how do they navigate through these complex systems. And everything changes from year to year. You know, insurers change their benefits. They change the copays that are required. There'll be some significant changes to the drug programs next year. So we tried to educate our team so that they can work with their patients to make sure that there's no break in healthcare. Because any sort of break, especially for people with chronic medical problems, can be catastrophic. You know, you can end up in the hospital, for one thing.
Let's talk about the drug benefit, you know, managing the formulary, which is the inventory of approved medicines for whatever insurance you may have or not have, you know, whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, conventional insurance or otherwise, they all have a formulary, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the formularies are not the same. So, you know, luckily we have technology embedded within our EMR systems, our electronic health systems, that help us a little bit understanding, especially when those changes happen. But one thing that's really critical and part of our navigation services, too, is looking at what the impact to the patient is. So there are plenty of drugs out there that could bankrupt people. And so we have to sometimes look at alternatives that fit into your budget. And people get uncomfortable sometimes talking about money when it comes to healthcare and your health, because it should be priceless. But the fact of the matter is you've got a mortgage, you've got insurance, you've got, you know, to pay for food. And so what we are also trying to do is to make sure that healthcare is affordable for you, that we're choosing options for you that that are sustainable, that you can actually afford. Because if you can't get your medicines, then you're not going to get any better.
And it's also a little bit difficult navigating sometimes the formulary when you take the prescribed medication on the formulary, but you get all of the adverse side effects.
Which is common.
Right? And that happens. And then you realize that the imposition or the byproduct of all the side effects is not really doing you much good.
Right,
I mean,
right.
The benefit's not there. The downside's greater than the benefit, and you have to go somewhere else. And that requires a level of documentation and actually advocacy by the physician, the nurse or others, your care managers, with insurance companies to tell the story of why it has to be something else.
Right, right. And, you know, one of the things we always say is call us first. And the reason we say that is because quite often what we'll see is a patient has an adverse effect to a medication, and so they choose to just not take it. And they don't really think about what those consequences are, and so we say call us first. Tell us what's going on. Often we can either change the dosage, we can change when you take it during the day, even can alleviate some of those side effects, or there may be a completely different medication that we need to choose. And so really, again, it all goes back to that team-based approach and that two-way communication. Mm-hmm. Your doctor should not just be telling you what to do. You should be having a conversation with your doctor and really have that trust that they are trying to make your health better. And you need to be a part of that program, you know, a part of that plan that's being developed for you. Don't let it just be developed, you know, for you.
And it's important, too, because correct me if I'm wrong, Doc, there are some medications you just don't want to stop cold turkey, right? There's a half-life.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the right terminology?
It is, yeah. So there are some medications that you can have adverse effects from stopping them too quickly.
Too quickly.
Almost like a withdrawal, you know.
Right.
And we see that, you know, one common one is with some blood pressure medicines. You stop your blood pressure medicine abruptly and your blood pressure is going to go up. Well, that could have a devastating consequence. You could have a heart attack. You could have a stroke. And so anytime you make a change to your medication, it's important to have that conversation either with your care manager or with your physician to understand, okay, how do I need to do this? What is my plan going to be? What am I going to take next? You know, and what is the effect of that going to be? So again, it's not a one and done. It's got to be a long-term conversation.
Well, it highlights what you just said. Call us first, right? Because most people think, well, I'll just stop. No big deal.
Right. Right.
Maybe not.
Well, and part of what we did with our Call Us First campaign, you know, that we've been doing for years now is we will call you back.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't help if you call your doctor and you don't.
I call a lot of people that don't ever call me.
You don't ever get any response. No, so I mean, it is. It's got to be. It's got to be. You know, two ways. Like I was saying, you call us and you tell us about a problem. We're going to reach back out to you, and quite often you're going to hear from our doctor. You're going to hear from our care manager, and really to get the details about what's going on with you again, so that they can shift whatever this plan is. And I keep going back to the plan because it is important. It's like anything you do in life. You don't want to just jump in always. You want to actually know, where am I going to be in 6 months? Where am I going to be in a year? And really, where am I going to be in 10 years? You know, so that plan for what your health is going to be long term is really critical to have.
Well, not unlike other investments. You know, what you invest today is going to be incredibly important to where you're going to be 10, 20 years from now.
Exactly. Right? And that's this whole premise of health. Healthy aging. You know, you can age poorly and be in really bad shape when you get older, or, you know, I'm looking around me in here and I see a lot of people that are really in good shape.
Everyone here is in really good shape.
I mean, it's amazing.
I mean, but they're making that investment,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And you have to do it, and sometimes it's hard, you know, but it's good. It's refreshing to see places like this that are encouraging people as they age to stay active, you know, to really take care of themselves, to exercise, because those healthy life choices are really critical to long-term healthiness.
And it's not only just the physical body itself, it's the mind too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a social outlet here too.
Yeah, and I think that's something people don't always think about. Isolation is really, really dangerous, you know, because when your mind sort of shuts down like that, it actually affects your entire body. There's been a lot of studies that show people are more likely to get infectious diseases because of isolation.
Because it
actually blunts your immune response. And so having that interaction, that activity with family members, with friends, challenging yourself, you know, pick up a new hobby, do a puzzle, learn a language. Those are all things that keep your mind active and actually will help your physical health just as much as your mental health as well.
Really interesting. So how do folks find out more and locate Primary Care Plus clinics throughout the Gulf South?
Yeah, I mean, the easiest way is to go online to our website, primarycareplus.com, and we've got all of our locations listed there. We also have a really convenient Book Now button. If you're interested in booking an appointment with us, you just click there, and we can set up an appointment for you right away. You know, one thing that is critical to healthcare that we were just talking about is access. And so one thing that we require is all of our clinics provide same-day and next-day appointments. And
wow,
that is something that, you know, people said it couldn't be done, and it is being done every day. And that is important, because if you can't access care where you feel comfortable, then you're going to access care somewhere else. And that individual may not understand you the way that your primary care physician can. So.
Well, that's a commitment statement right there.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
and we always do it. You know, we will reach out to patients. We'll have a discussion with them, you know, what's going on with you. If we can, you know, at times, actually, we may even say, hey, let's hop on a televideo call so I can take a look at you and see how you look. I can prescribe things, you know, over the internet. I can talk to you on the phone, or you can come in and you can see us. And we really, that is a commitment that we have made, because we've got to take care of these patients. They are our patients, and that's the most important thing to us.
So primarycareplus.com, or you can give them a call at 1-800-978-9371. Dr. Brett Wallace, final thoughts.
No, I'm excited to have you here. I'm excited to be, you know, reviewing this topic. Actually, we've got a great presentation coming up later today for all the people that are here. You know, and check us out. We're an alternative, you know, healthcare system, and really one that I think is doing great things.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing the story with us. When we talked about a lot of topics here covering the gamut, but it is a journey. Right? And
Absolutely.
It's always good to have someone that actually possesses a map.
Yeah. And somebody to travel along with you is always good.
No doubt. Dr. Brett Wallace is Chief Medical Officer at Primary Care Plus. We're at the East Jefferson YMCA on Riverside Drive, right behind the Rouses on, my mind just went blank, Power Boulevard. I should know that. Grew up in the hood here. So come out and see us. We'll be here from, we've been here at 10. We'll be here till 1. We will be right back. When we come back, we'll visit with Karen Peralta, who's actually a member here, and she's going to tell us a little bit about her experience. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. That's right. We are here at the East Jefferson YMCA Primary Care Plus, our sponsor here, and we're celebrating Healthy Aging Month and Senior Day here. And joining us, she says she's very nervous now, so bear with us. Karen Peralta is a member here at the YMCA. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank
you. So, Karen, I walk in the morning. I've been here one other time. Everyone has a smile on their face. Everyone looks really happy. And I just talked to several people that have been here since 5 o'clock this morning. It's incredible.
Right. That would not be me. Everyone here knows I'm not an
you're
early
not a,
person.
You're not an early person. Do
yes.
not talk to Karen early in the morning.
No.
So what are the things that drew you to the East Jeff Y, and what do you enjoy most here?
Oh, my goodness. I enjoy there's so many senior activities. There's something for everyone. I really started coming again a couple of years ago. I lost my husband about 3 years ago, and I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm mm-hmm. not going to sit around the house. I'm not going to exercise at home.
Right.
So I started coming again, and you meet so many wonderful people. You make a lot of friends. You have something to look forward to.
Right.
And the staff is wonderful. Everybody's like a big family.
Well, I don't know if you know Gordon, Gordon Watch. He's a classmate of mine from Jesuit. He's affiliated with the program here, and we go way back. And we talk about every time I see him, we talk about it, you know, that you've actually, many folks that attend here are able to develop a social circle outside of here as well, right?
Yes, you do. Everybody you meet here. Is here probably for the same reason, the seniors. Mm-hmm. You know, they need activities. They need to connect with
right.
other people. And you connect with them. You make lifelong friendships. Like I said, the senior activities here are just wonderful.
What is your favorite one?
Okay, my favorite one is I always wanted to take dancing as a child and never
oh, really?
Did. We have a senior black and golden girl dance team.
Okay.
And we do perform. We do little performances outside of the Y. We perform at the Y at the various parties,
uh-huh.
Christmas parties, Halloween parties.
All right, so you get all dressed up.
There's we have a costume,
have
a uniform.
Uniform.
Yes, our black
yeah.
and golden girls. We're going to perform. Our next performance will be at the Corporate Classic in
uh-huh.
November.
Right.
And it's just a lot of fun. Because we all are around the same age group, so we laugh. All of us make mistakes. We laugh at each other.
If you can't laugh at yourself, who
right.
can you laugh at, right?
That's true. That's true. No pressure. We love it. All of the senior activities are great. I never was a reader before. They have a book club.
Uh-huh.
Now I read every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They choose books once a month. We meet to discuss the book. And it's a different group of people, so you make more friends.
So you're exercising the body and you're exercising the mind.
Yes, and I am taking, they have an adult tap class.
Oh, really?
Once a week, yes.
Oh, cool.
A lot of fun, challenging. You realize you need WD-40 in your ankles at this age.
You're the tin man, tin woman, right?
You know, I thought about that. I didn't know if I should say that. But we all laugh again because we're all around the same age, and it's a beginner tap, and we just have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What your experience here, obviously, as you just described it, I can tell you really enjoy because you have a big smile on your face. Mm-hmm. But it has to have had a positive impact on other parts of your life as well, right?
Oh, it has. My health. I would never exercise at home. Never. I mean, I don't think many people would.
Right.
When you're in a group, you're accountable
mm-hmm.
because you're part of a group. They know you're supposed to come once a week.
Right.
So you're going to come, and you want to. You want to be around this wonderful place. It's just, like I said, it's a big family. If anybody is hesitant, please don't be. Just come for a day. It's free, your
right.
first day. And look around, speak to the staff, If you don't want to go in the classes, just kind of observe and see what you would like and try one, and I guarantee you'll be back.
Yeah. And there's a wide variety of programs, too. There's so many different things, they tell me.
Oh, my goodness. There is. There's something for everyone. We have the book club, like I said. They have dance classes. They have various exercise classes. A lot of people love line dancing, mm-hmm. have a lot of line dance classes. Oh, my goodness. Like I said, there's something for everyone.
So what's your favorite machine in the gym?
You had to ask me that, huh? I don't go in the gym.
You don't go in the gym.
I have to be honest. If they didn't have the classes, that's how I exercise.
So you're not a gym person.
You
rather do it through the other types of activities that they have to exercise your mind and body.
You do not feel like you're exercising when you do the XYZ class, the line dances, any of the classes. It's fun. It goes by fast, and most of the things are to music.
Uh-huh.
If you like music, you just don't feel like you're exercising. If I have to be on a machine, I won't do it. But the room in there is great.
and there's outdoor swimming pool here and
there
all kinds of other things.
Beautiful pool. They do movie nights now for families.
Okay.
Dive-in movie nights,
mm-hmm.
where you can swim and watch a nice movie, bring the kids.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So, scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, one of the best things at this point in your life that has happened?
It is definitely a 10. Definitely. It's like I said, it's family to me. It's just something to look forward to, being around wonderful people, happy people.
And it's a beautiful facility,
it
too.
Is.
And when you come in, it's very endearing. And as I said, everyone's got a smile on their face.
It is. Something's always going on.
There are not
on.
Many places you visit where that happens, right?
Right. That's true.
That's true.
It's busy, busy. So if you live alone like me, you love the busyness of it.
Right.
There's always somebody to talk to and, share things with.
Absolutely. Karen Peralta, thank you so much for joining us. And
thank you.
Congratulations and, in going out there and being adventurous and doing all the things that you didn't have time in your life at some point in time, and you do now, and it's working great, and I can tell.
That's true.
Because you got a big smile on your face.
Thank you.
All right, folks, got to get to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We will be right back. We're here at the East Jefferson YMCA. Come on out. First day's free. They'll give you a tour of the facilities. You get to see and participate in some of the activities. It's a wonderful place. You don't want to miss this opportunity. We'll be right back. Folks, that was a fun hour getting to talk to Karen Peralta, one of the members here at the YMCA, as well as Dr. Brent Wallace, the Chief Medical Officer of Primary Care Plus. If you want to find a Primary Care Plus clinic near you, just visit primarycareplus.com, or you can give them a call at 1-800-978-9371. When we come back, we'll do our NOLA Coalition segment with Brittany Allen, Executive Director of Girls on the Run. We'll also visit with Carrie Diaz, who's a YMCA member as well. So we'll be right back after the top of the hour news break. This is Newell on WWO.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.